First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday continues, and we're checking in with Mountain View goalkeeper Ashley Timms. Ashley, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Ashley, the one thing I wanted to talk to you about was the growth and development of the Mountain View soccer program. I've been able to watch that from a Star Valley standpoint. Back when they started their program, you guys, the soccer program's been around for just a handful of years. Kind of describe how that has changed over the course of the last, you know, few years that you've been in school, and maybe when that was announced, how it made you feel that knowing that that was an option.
Well, when they first decided that we were going to have high school soccer, I was super excited because I'd been playing with my friends for a long time in club soccer. So we were all super excited that we were finally going to have the opportunity to play with the high school. And it's just been super amazing to see how far we've come from playing as little girls in club soccer.
Well, and I'm going to need you to fact check this for me before I ask my first question. But the info I got from your coach, you came in about halfway through the season. It's been three games for you in net. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so kind of take us through this whole process here. Obviously, Mountain View came in. After a couple of weeks, you were still in the YO Preps Coaches and Media Poll top five, despite a couple of losses to some very good teams. But after an 0-3 start, your coach said, "All right, you know what? I'm making a switch. I'm gonna put that Timms kid over there in the net." And whoopsie daisy, she's gone 3-0 and has pitched two shutouts. Kind of take us through that and how the team has been rallying these last few days.
Well, I feel like after we made that change, it's helped us a lot just because we have different people on the field, and it's just a change where we were kind of struggling at the beginning, and now we're seeing change can be a good thing, but we all just have to work through the changes no matter what it is.
You know, one thing I've noticed as an observer and a sports writer for soccer is that everybody on the stands wants to be the goalkeeper until it's time to be the goalkeeper. And then it's petrifying. There's a lot of angles and contact and pressure. Talk to us about your transition into that position.
Well, when I was 13, I played goalkeeper for our club team, so I kind of had an idea of what I was doing. But when coach talked to me and said, "Hey, Ashley, you're going into the goal," I kind of panicked and I didn't know what to expect because I hadn't done it in so long. And I just didn't want to let my team down or have them ever feel frustrated at me. So I was a nervous wreck, honestly.
Well, how did you get over that then? Was it just a matter of just logging a few halves in at keeper, or did you make a couple saves? How did you kind of work past that?
Well, I was talking to coach and I was telling her how I was feeling, and I was kind of worried about it. Didn't know if I was ready to be a goalie, and she was just super good to me and helpful, and she helped me realize that we are a team. We either win as a team or we lose as a team, and nobody's going to be mad at me as long as I'm trying my best. So it really helped me to get over those nerves, because I knew that my team was going to support me as long as I was doing my best for them. So I was ready.
Well, and one thing I'm kind of noticing here, you play in a very tough division there. You got Cody, you got Powell, you got Green River, all very difficult opponents. And one thing that comes with that, obviously, your team has faced a lot of shots on goal. As I'm looking at these YO Prep stats, some goaltenders will face maybe 3 to 4 shots against in a game. The average is 1-goal-to-1 save ratio. Right now, between you and Courtney, you guys are averaging about 6 saves per goal allowed. Kind of take us through the mindset of a goaltender in a soccer game. Do you kind of prefer a more active game, or would you kind of rather be one of those teams that, you know what, maybe I can have a game where I just kind of sit here and pick grass for a little bit?
Well, personally, I love when they're taking shots at me just because I love to be being involved, and I get kind of bored if I'm just sitting there and playing in the grass looking at my feet. But I love when my team is doing good and they're keeping the ball on the other half, so it's either way. I'm good with what's going on.
Let's talk about some of your schedule coming up. What are some of the games and matches that you have coming up this weekend and obviously heading into May?
So tomorrow we play Rollins, and then Saturday we go and play Green River. And the rest of our schedule after that, we have a ton of games within the short period before state, so it's going to be super busy with a lot of tough games coming up, so we're just going to have to be ready to go.
And where do you sit right now as a team in terms of postseason is concerned? Do you have some work to do, or are you in good shape to make the postseason?
Well, we had a very tough beginning of the season. All three of our first games were super tough, so we are just having to push as hard as we can, win all of these next games, so that we can make it to postseason games.
And kind of expanding on these games coming up here, they'll obviously be very important for seed income regionals coming up here. I believe 3A works the same as 4A, right, where the top seed gets a bye and then it's just kind of a bracket from there. You got another match with Green River coming up, which looks like it should be on paper a pretty exciting matchup here. Kind of take us through what it must have felt like being in overtime as a goaltender. And knowing that if any ball crosses that goal line, there's not really a lot of leeway at that point. Is there more pressure on your shoulders, or is that something you kind of enjoyed, the intensity of the overtime? What was that like?
Well, I was so scared, honestly. I had never practiced PKs ever, not even in practice before, just because I had just switched to goalie. So when they said it was where you were going into PKs, I was starting to panic a little. And then I was like, you know what? It's okay. Whatever happens, happens. And I was just ready to do my best to not let them score.
Now, what position were you playing prior to being put into the goal?
I was on the D line.
Okay. Do you anticipate, coach, maybe switching things around, maybe situationally putting you back out in the field and then back in the goal, some of that type of thing, or do you feel like that you're pretty much cemented inside the pipes?
As of right now, I think I'm pretty set in the goal. Maybe if a game is going a certain way, she'll take me out just so that I can get some playing time, but I think it's pretty set for me to stay in the goal right now.
And on this upcoming schedule we got here, obviously the start to your season, it's been a lot of bus rides. Started off four out of your first five games were on the road. One of them was a neutral game. You got two more road games coming up this weekend. But then you got a nice stretch, four of your last five and four in a row all at home. Is there a difference that you can tell? Is there a preference that you have between being able to play that vast stretch of games down the back stretch of the schedule at home?
I think I like it just because then we have the support and we have our home field where we've been practicing on, and it's always just nice to be at home because you do have that support that you wouldn't have at away games.
Weather's also been a factor, obviously, this year. It's been a kind of a nasty, even extra nasty year for Wyoming, and I would dare say Southwest Wyoming in particular. How has that impacted some of your matches this season?
It's definitely impacted us a lot because we've hardly had a field at all to play on, so a lot of our practices have been indoor practices, and we've also had a lot of practices where we were just in a little corner of the field that was not covered in snow and mud, so we've been very limited on field space, which has definitely made it difficult to have full practices.
And Dal, I feel like we do this every time we have someone from either school on the show, but do we dare ask another prying Mountain View lineman question?
Do it.
Obviously, you just took on Lyman. That was your most recent game. You played them on Tuesday. You beat them 5-0. That's kind of well known as the rivalry down there. Is there anything extra special to you about being able to beat the team that's right up the road, or is it just another game on the schedule?
I feel like we have such a big rivalry that win is just extra special. And we just went in there knowing we had to win this game and we wanted to, so it felt really good to come out on top there.
We've been speaking with Ashley Timms. She is the goalkeeper for the Mountain View Lady Buffaloes. Ashley, anything we haven't touched on that you might want to mention as far as your team and your season's concerned?
Nope, I don't think so.
Well, we appreciate you very much, your time. I know you got to get back to practice and things like that. We appreciate it and wish you the best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Ashley Timms with Mountain View Soccer, First Bank of Wyoming. Sports Friday continues after this.